In a few minutes, the most anticipated event of the 2006 Winter Olympics gets underway, the women's figure skating long program, also known as the free skate. A slim 3/100ths of a point separate leaders Sasha Cohen and Irina Slutskaya, and two Japanese skaters are not far behind. As we've seen with other sports in this Olympics, anything can happen and anyone could still win the gold. For more, we go now to Turin, where Jeff Calkins, the sports columnist for the Memphis Commercial Appeal, is covering the event. And Jeff, nice to have you back on the program. Jeff Calkins, are you there? And we're having some technical difficulties, and as I understand it, the women's long program, the free skate, is scheduled to get underway, well, just at the top of the hour coming up, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, and maybe sometime before those of us who watch it on TV here in the States get an opportunity to see what Sasha Cohen and Irina Slutskaya actually look like when they do their programs. Also, the fine Japanese skaters. There's two more Americans in the top seven, and Jeff Calkins, are you there?
I am here, absolutely. We are all a tingle as we are waiting for roughly in 20 minutes for the final group of six to come out and see who will be crowned in this most glamorous of all Olympic events.
Any last-minute drama there today?
Well, the only drama was Sasha Cohen, of course, did not practice yesterday, which caused quite the amount of twittering in the among people who are serious about covering figure skating, that she skipped her practice, and it's sort of interesting. The music is all lined up in advance. So even though she didn't skate, you still have the theme from Romeo and Juliet playing as no one's out there. It sort of even sort of draws attention to the fact that she's not practicing. She did, however, practice this morning, and looked rather strong and whatnot, and so people think that she may do fine. She has a history, and this is why it gets murky. She has a history of folding in the biggest events, and so the fact that she didn't practice yesterday caused some to worry whether she was wigging out.
The two leaders, Cohen and Slutskaya, very different skaters.
Yeah, Sasha Cohen is a sort of flirtatious. She looks at the judges as she skates by them. She said, in fact, after her short program, she said, "I did it. The judges did it. We did it together." And Irina Slutskaya is a physical. She's the first woman ever to do two triples in the same program. She's a physical, athletic skater. In some ways, though, you have this contrast. In some ways, and I would say that if Irina Slutskaya was American, we would look at her as our Michelle Kwan. She's 27 years old. This is her third Olympics. She has skated through it all. I mean, it's unheard of to have it. She's, in fact, the oldest. She would become the oldest Olympic champion since 1908 in figure skating. And so, in fact, no matter who wins, you're going to have an actual woman winning here, it seems, tonight, as opposed to a teenager, which we've had in years past. That's the big difference. Oksana Biol was 16, Tara Lipinski was 15, Sarah Hughes was 16. All three of the main contenders, Sasha Cohen, Irina Slutskaya, and Shizuka Arakawa, are, actually grown-up women.
You mentioned her age at 27. Almost a reminder, Americans are having a hard time looking at ice these days because yesterday the men's hockey team ignominiously went down to Finland out of the medal round. No contention whatsoever. Of course, the Canadians exited as well. But it was 26 years ago to the day after the miracle on ice in Lake Placid, making a lot of us feel pretty old.
Yeah. Well, if you want to feel old, first you just have to listen to Sasha Cohen, who says, "When you get to be my age, you have to take care of your body," she said as she was strapping on ice. She's 21. "When you get to be my age." The Americans went out ignominiously yesterday, and there's a lot of sort of pointing of fingers and wondering how we can do this better. And I'm not really sure America cares particularly. And the same system that produced a U.S.-Canada gold medal game 4 years ago produced this round of four that will not have neither Canada nor the U.S. in it. You know, maybe they picked some older players as opposed to younger players, but except for one or two, it's hard to see who they left off that would have changed the result. It may just be a low ebb in American hockey, and I'm not sure that, I mean, particularly compared to how much America will be transfixed by the goings-on in 20 minutes, I don't think America really cares that the men couldn't duplicate what those Michael Rosioni and Jim Craig and those college boys did 26 years ago.
Jeff Calkins, have a great time.
Thanks very much. Nice being with you again, Neil.
Jeff Calkins, sports columnist for the Memphis Commercial Appeal, with us by phone from Turin in Italy. Ira Flatto will be here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.